Ah, nice and punctual. How considerate of you.
Who are you?
You mean you don't remember me? I'm Wounded Wonderkind. Maybe that mind isn't as sharp as I thought. Sure you haven't forgotten that magical night last March? It's Ooksie. It would be in your best interest not to guard your thoughts. There's very little point in trying to hide anything from the being of knowledge, and this conversation will go much faster if you don't try to erect a filter. Have a seat, keep talking. I'll explain everything.
Hey, I'm totally sharp, Blondie. I just didn't recognize who you are, that's all. But I guess now that you mention it, I do know who you are, yeah. You know I can't eat ice cream, right? You'll have to forgive me if I'm not going to let my guard down when it comes to mental conversations with a being of knowledge, considering what happened. But I'll listen. Why did you bring me here?
Ah, is that so? You never mentioned it. Take a seat. It really has been too long since we've spoken. Such harsh words. Surely you don't blame me for your little experiment. It won't do to grow bitter, dear child. I never forced you into a thing. I require a favor, one friend to another.
But you're right. There's always soy or sorbet, right? I realize it was all my undertaking, and I'll be paying for the consequences for a long time to come. So I'll be on my guard. A favor? I don't have to kill anyone, do I?
At any rate, it was my mistake. I hope you can forgive my oversight. I simply found this place too charming to pass up. It's a lovely city, really. I'm sure it must be a wonderful place to call home. Oh, yeah, perish the thought. It's nothing of the sort. I require three things from you. The first is a voice changer. The second is to ensure that the headmaster's called away on the urgent business on the 11th. The third is to construct and plant traps throughout the clock tower. It's of the utmost importance that you are not seen in the event that you are caught. I'm afraid I have no choice but to deny having any involvement in the matter. I imagine that the former, or not so former, perhaps, black old soldier will look more suspicious than an armless limb, don't you think? Though I suppose if your heart is set on killing, you're welcome to make the traps as dangerous as you please.
It's a nice place, yeah. What is this for? Did someone piss you off? And what makes you think I could get the headmasters to leave so easily?
Even so, it's not without dangers, is it? I don't imagine I could grow comfortable enough with this place to settle down forever. Piss me off? I'm not so petty that I would have an interest in childish revenge, dear creature. No, this is merely a bit of harmless fun, a game if you will. I wish to see the true character of this school's residents, the things they value most, and the best way to unveil an individual's character, thus say naturally. I'm quite sure you're more than capable of devoting the headmaster's attention for one day. You're supposed to be a genius, aren't you? Or Wonderkind is just a title.
It's better than being cooped up back at Orange Star, at least. But we'll see. Harmless, right. Figures the being of knowledge would want to play mind games. Won't your mom know about this? No offense, but she's not the type of person I want to get on the bad side. But yeah, barring that, I could easily do all that without a sweat.